First-year acoustical engineering students have started their studies on the right note, taking part in a tuneful acoustics challenge. Teams of four picked their way through a heap of scrap to choose the items they thought could make a musical instrument, with a little engineering know-how and a few bits and bobs from B&Q. Lecturer Michael Kingham.
The idea was for this task to act as a team-building exercise for students, as well as sort of getting them thinking about acoustics and applying sort of the knowledge that they have gained from their A-levels or foundation year studies, and just start thinking about acoustics and vibrations.
Freya Malcher, Acoustical Engineering. I play flute, saxophone, clarinet, ukulele, and I sing.
So this would be really easy for you?
No.
But she was part of the winning team with Tom Locke, Edgardo Svazas and Oliver Crump, who came up with the idea of a musical chair, an old office chair transformed into several instruments.
We've got some chimes around the back, which is... Quite a pretty sound. The strings around the front. Which can be, we've got some cable ties around the base of the chair to tune it, so you can just hear someone tuning it a little bit there. And then the pan pipes.
The other teams made a vibra snare inspired by a harp, a tea chime with pipes of different lengths painted red and yellow, a trombone, that's a cross between a trumpet and a trombone, a syncalele, and a contraption made of duct tape, string, and a bin, which its creators dubbed a six-stringed sledge. Students Harry Bartley and Dylan Morgan were on the tea chime team.
We noticed these poles, that there's lots of, so we thought that we could then cut the poles to make some chimes.
No, it was really good fun. It's more like applying theories that I'd learned last year in my foundation, like wavelengths and pipes and things like that. So, yeah, it was good to sort of meet all the new people from the course, or not everybody, but the people in my team, and yeah, just sort of have fun, really.
All in all, a great start to the academic year, according to Michael Kingham.
I was really impressed with the range of instruments and the quality of the instruments. We obviously had some musicians within the groups, and they applied their musical knowledge and their knowledge of the instruments that they play to some of the instruments that were designed. So there was the flautist who designed the pan flute, and there's a trombone player who obviously inspired his team to make some sort of pseudo trombone, which is very entertaining. And then the team that had the syncalele, obviously they had a ukulele player and also a violinist. So they used their sort of their hobbies as inspiration for their instruments.
And his views were echoed by fellow engineering lecturers who packed into the room to hear the final presentations.
Yay! Yeah.